ulibonga juu ya relationship yako na nani kwaje na Churchill for example, because kuna time umepatia na story
yeah
ile the same thing tulifanya you cross pollination
oh yes yes
na
yes,
iko
yes.
happen na yeye
so yeah. So we and enough I met him in that circumstance, but later we became very good friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I also became his KYM, the same way I was Fred Omondi's KYM. Mm. But when I was there, I learned a lot. Zile za we later I padi yangu kwa gari. Nilete mix for me, my he likes Black Label.
Sana.
Okay. Yeah, Kadayamoko. Nilete Black Label mix for me. I knew the measurements. Me and Owago, we would know that Jalango has Mr. and Miss. More universities. You know KLB?
Yeah.
Wanenda. Prezo is performing CMB. Cannibal. Cannibal was huge.
Cannibal and Shara. Wahoo. Was Cannibal, yeah, okay. Okay.
Wahoo. Then Jalango do MC. Ame book your flight. Mina wago tukunda niya Molo Line. Bwana, tulitoka na Molo Line asubuhi. Jalango natoka in the one ame shala na tupigia. Wee mefika wapi na miyano napita na kuru. Wee minisha fika bwana. Tunafika mazetu kuna place flani ilikuwa inetuanga. Rosewood Cottages. They used to love that place. By the Rosewood Cottages, big up. You guys mulling. Tuwa zangu zao likuwa nafanyi Eldore, nikuwa nalala Rosewood Cottages. Later, we could afford it. I'm like, yeah, wajani film ya kina Cannibal. Bro, tunaingia hivi maze. Tunafika, unapata Cannibal, ame relax, alafu Prezo, ame relax. Prezo ni msafi. Cash money brother. Gold chain. Rolly. Bro, ame vaa t-shirt, ingina po ya white. Yani boy ni msafi, alafu anongia tansuwa.
What's up, boy? What's up, G? You know what I'm saying? You know.
Prezana kwanga ni kama taki kuongea. Nangika pesa ime mechokesha. Alafu Cannibal akopa. Alafu Cannibal amefunga zile nini zake hapo maze. Kaka brazo ajua wana isho jua. Mambo vipi, mambo shiga. Nini. Alafu kwa hapo. Ayo, bana. Tunetaka kuiwa kesa. Unataka kuwaka. Unawaka, bwana. Owago anaangalia tu jala sivu wako kwa like, I want to be you. Owago pia, ye, ichieni. Hey, yo, mera. Tunaingia Mr. and Miss Moi, wako hapo poor place. Bana jala sana ingevi bana audience na kufa. Hey, jalas. I'm sitting there maze tumembebe iPad yake maze nini hapo nini. Wey, bana, set. Tumesha chukua ile Black Label, umemixia na Coca-Cola yake vizuri, umemumikia, umemletea chupa ya Coca-Cola, ndo sai kweni kama anapiga kasoda. Bana anapiga, amewakisha bana, amepiga somersault kwa stage. Nini mani kwa hapo niko like, yo. Amefika maze Mr. and Miss Dem, amekama demo kwa hapo wa rembo nini, amelasa yo. Ana represent maze anapiga. Kidogo hivi, ame introduce Wahoo. Wahoo amengia, he's a liar. Watu wame cheesy, you know, oh, sweet love, mama. Watu wanaimba, mademu wanalia, maze Wahoo anauwa, niko like, who that shore? Who ni Wahoo? Akimaliza hivi maze, nani ame introduce Cannibal maze. Cannibal ameingia, Mombasa ni Nairobi. Nize, Cannibal na kichwa kibovu. Da. Bro, watu wame cheesy nini before you know it hivi. Tek, tere, te. Ma fans, mi na wapenda wote na ma autograph, Twitter sign, siku zote na wa shukuru walioni hold them. Uyo ni mimi, so prezo ni hivi. My fans, me na wapenda wote na ma autograph to the sign siku zori na wa shukuru wale yoni holding na kwa hit rap game sita wale down na wa promise me na wapa promise too album yangu itakuwa hits too so you better act like you know wako listen on the rogue say my prezo here we go hey mini kwa abu maze ni kuzile za god damn I'm looking at this guy killing the show maze watu wa mechizi I'm like I want to be like this.
So you're in a long-term relationship with Thagro.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, I want to be like these guys. Wamaliza hivi maze, tumerudi hivi kwa gari, maze tumefika kwa parking. Jalasa mefuata hivi na our students, council security, wametuleta hivi tumefika kwa gari, maze people don't even care about who the fuck are these young people. Hani watu wangu maze ingia kwa, tumeingia hivi kwa gari maze, umusame ingia maze, rarara wanesabu madota, tatatatata. Unapiga Jalasa pesa fulani hapo hivu, tunatoka, tumefika Rosewood Cottages, Jalasa nesabu, shah.
Jalasa nesabu ingi video.
Shika 5K. Wago shika 5K. I'm like, yo, 5,000. Nigga, I didn't do shit. Ini fair, you multiply pesa ngapi? nini haya nini bro, tumejiset umedoza asubuhi napeleka airport, akishaenda airport si tuko kwa stage molo line tuna rude
hii rani celeb jakini lazima mwene
you have to see of the boss bro, yeah. You gotta see of the boss man,
yeah.
Yo bro nani kwa po maze, so it was just a lot of things were happening and I was looking at it, I'm like yo my guy. And then fast forward, ikafika point, like I started growing, na nikaza kuko-MC, nikifika, Jalasa kipiga na piga nae, Jalasa kwa naita, kuje mbili wimbo yako. Yeah. Nafika maze, iyo shake them, Jalasa kwa meipenda. Anafanya corporate katikati, anaintroduce, this young guy is talented, come through, naimba shake them, na dance, na piga madance zangu nini. Saka kifanya Mr. and Miss, ananza, ana-MC na mimi, ana-MC na mimi, ananiwachia. So mindo ananza kuintroduce my models. Tag number 17, that is Bianca Nani. She studies journalism. No. Her passions are nini. Anaingia na catwalk, nini. Then Jalasa na crown winner. If we can figure point, I can watch ya. Like nakumbuka the first one, aliwachia, big one was UN. Jalasa may organize iko KICC, Savo Ballroom, na MC, mimi na nani, Shafi Weru.
Okay.
Bro, Shafi is huge, I'm a fucking nobody. Tumefika Shafi is like, who the fuck is this guy? But Jalaza guy, you pick a name, him noma. Shafi is like, bro, who, you know Shafi anakuwa na kizungu mingi. Who's this guy, man? You know, Tukapiga. Bro, iliwaka. It was beautiful. It was amazing. Tukapiga hiyo, then kuna time. Jalaza katuma na Fred Kisumu. 1 week. Hapo Odmika, hapo Jomo Kenyatta sports ground. Piga hapo activation flani for 1 week. Tumerudi hivi Nairobi. Papa, 80,000. Pap. The first bro. Mimi ni nani? Luthuli ndani. Sony Bravia. Wewe ni aje?
Iko nene. Yeah.
Kwanza yo flat screen is the one I sold Kingori. I gave Kingori that flat screen.
And kwa nambia say like, because I always talk about electronics. I think hata tukio kwa show yako, nikuwa nasema vile weakness yangu waga electronics. So telling people the way Sony's last for so long. You have to literally retire it wewe mwenyewe.
Yeah.
Inaishiki
yeah. Was like come on bro. Like your Sony Bravia ndio ilikuwa imetokeza bro. 32 inch the big one. Niko like mazingi kitu ni big man. Nikabai hivi. Time napima na pima hivi. Niko hivi Jalasa ananipigia. Where the fuck are you? Jalasa ongeva kiwa na do. Ukisema where the fuck? Ukisema mother unajua kuna do. Where the fuck are you? Can you go to the airport fucking now? I'm like airport. Enda airport bwana kuna mtu anako. Uko na ID? Enda na ID yako. Nikapigia wago ni nini, nikachukua ama baby mama, kambia wewe TV mpeleke nini, na nikaza musiguse yo TV.
Musiwashe yo kitu. Nakuja kui unbox.
Wago, sitani ya kulambe usi. Wago aliwakisha zoni, alilaunch yu, ni brani ma. Why would you do that, bana? Why would you launch? Naruni bwana, namana TV na wanyesha bwana. Waga nambia, oh, bibi bwana pia wewacha bwana, unafikira tuji. Bana, why would you turn on a TV that? Anyway, so nimefika airport bro, nimefika my first ever plane na panda bro.
Oh, you go first time?
Yeah.
Unaishia Costa ba?
No, Kisumu. Tunafanya event ya fresh. Mimi na Avril bro, Avril.
Okay.
Ooh, god damn. Toto. Avril sasa hizo bwana sasa ndio. Avril ndio sasa Tuko I think it was me, Shafi and Avril. Bro nimepanda ndege bwana. Nika eh woe Jalasa alikuwa anataka kuniwa si angeniambia tu. Sasa 8000 kitu ya kuulia mtu. Like you don't want me to enjoy the money bro. I'm like that ingekataa baby. Tukafika tukachukuliwa tukapelekwa sio hoteli gani. We went to that club. Was it Signature? I think so. We did an amazing show that night, came back the following day akanipiga tena pake zingine. Nikafika kwa Keja hivi bwana napata bwana wago bwana amewakisha TV bwana. So shameless. Chini. Yeah, so that's just a side story that I'll give me for the journey for how things were just happening and I was learning. So polepole kafika mpaka corporate akienda ananiita. Then tukaanza sasa kupiga naye. Then unajua Fred pia alikuwa ananiita huku because pia I was fire. I used to write a lot of jokes but I would give Fred or many other people around me because mimi nilikuwa napiga Kiswahili so before even Obina the Joker. So when Obina the Joker came kuna jokes zinakuanga noma kwa Kiswahili but I wasi piga na what's it called,
English.
Wasi piga na English. Kama hii joke, so there's this joke I don't remember who I wrote it with but I remember I'm among the people who wrote it. It was Waluya. So Jana, so this is a very odd thing that happened. Yesterday, when I was shooting weekly show with the demo Facebook, she cracked the joke to me, not knowing I'm among the writers of the joke. So this is how it goes. Waluya, wawa na haya, our setup, I don't know if it was Waluya, yeah, but it was about kuhaya watu kulia kwa matanga.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, kuna ipiga sana kwa club. Unahaya watu kulia kwa matanga. Alafu unasema, sasa imagine umehaya Waluya kwa matanga. Wamekuja. Sayo club sa watu wamekaivu wanatusikia wa levi. Mm. Umehaya Waluya kwa matanga, wamekuja bwana wamefika. Wamelia alafu pesa ikaisha.
Mm.
Unajua sasa unalipianga kama token.
Mm.
Unalipa 50, wanalia 50. Unalipa 100, wanalia 100. Mm. Sasa bwana Waluya wengine walifika bwana huko Butere. Sijua Bibunyori nini wakalia. Ikaisho kasema mdozi, unajua beza yago ya kulia imeisha.
Mm.
Utaongeza beza matuanze kujeka kwa imatanga. Bro, that joke we used to build.
Yeah,
I don't remember who I used to do it with. But we used to build it, Then inafikio, utaongeza beza matuanze kujeka kwa imatanga. Na kwa mea we used to do that part. Mm. So, I used to build jokes and I'm like, bro, piga hii. Inakapua hivi because I couldn't do Kiswahili. Remember, brand was Nigerian.
Yeah.
So also with that, Fred is calling me, we are doing this. Jalas is calling me, I'm watching them, I'm learning, I'm nachukua hii, I'm morphing, and I'm improving. Then I just start becoming an MC.
Oh, okay.
Nafika kuna events zingine bro, unafika huko deep end, ujui cha kufanya. Unaanguka nayo bro.
Mm.
But time unamaliza ukala, hey, nimelearn, don't do this. Then I started learning from different people. Then kuna time nimeitwa KICC, we're doing, it was something summit, it was huge. We have people from all over Africa.
Mm.
A huge dome tent, bro. I've never seen a dome tent like that ever again.
Mm.
I'm here, and I'm here with Robert Burale.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Mm. I'm so nervous, bro. I don't know how I'll start this event.
Mm.
These people don't know me, and they don't care. You know, when you go where people know you, sharing younger bro, is 90% of the job is done. Now just give us the content, which is 10%, and we laugh anyway because we know you.
Mm.
Burale got on stage and did something, and I picked it from there. So me, my career life in entertainment as an MC, I've picked different things from people and I've put them together, then I've refined them.
Okay.
The way they dress, the way they talk. Like now dressing, Burale has done most of the job of how I dress.
Yeah, yeah. No,
suits and everything. Mm. Then also how I count. So Burale counts like this. I count like this. And also Vuzi Tumbekwayo.
Mm.
1, 2, 3, 4. Not 1, 2, 3, 4. Not 1, 2, 3, 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Eh, so no, moja mbili. So ni moja mbili. There's a charisma. The way you sit, the way you talk. You see, I've picked from MC Jesse. I've picked confidence. MC Jesse anazengia mustuni. Like in the first 5 minutes, bro, mutakuwa mejua MC Jesse yako hapo. Like he has this command of, you know. Then from Jalas, I picked discipline and hard work and consistency. Because kuna time, bro, Jalas was hated on online with some stupid bloggers. And they would say shit and say shit. And he would show up every morning, ako morning kiss, na kitoka kubonga na Jalas, akitoka na piga nini. And his life just kept on going. You see, and I've picked other things from other people as well, here and there, Burale, nani, nani, and I've put them all together. That's why most of the time, for the people that have worked with me as an MC, natokanga ananiambia, bro, we've never had an MC like you. And I'm like, yeah, because I've improved on a few other things.
Yeah,
because, you know, when you look at from outside, you see also other people's weaknesses. And sometimes if the people that you idolize, you can't tell them their weaknesses because you're telling them as who. It's not even in your place. So you keep quiet, but you're like, oh, uyu, ajuangi difference ya corporate na club. Unajua, mi nikiwa kwa club, I'm a very different MC. Bro, I'll tell you some things in the club, utakuwa zile za, we, this guy, ona uyu, anafanya nini? Nini, nini? Umze anongea mingi na demi yake amekula mademu yake kumliko. DJ Deba! So I'll throw some words zile, but we're like, eh? But corporate, then if you cook, I'm a very different person. Then kwa wedding, I'm a very different person. But I've seen some of the fire MCs who they cut across. I'm like, bro, where wapi mikono? I'm like, you're in the corporate. That's the director of whatever. Mikono and you. Hey, Buddha, you're okay, ladies and gentlemen, right about now. I'm like, it's not a concert. Exactly. So this is not a concert.
200 million a year.
Yeah.
Wapi mikono?
There are MCs who don't know how to. Me, ikikuwa ni kuhype, niko uko. Then kwa subtle niko uko. Kwa nini, whatever, I know how to balance. So I always do sometimes some jokes. I'm like, oh my God, nina. I'm like, the other year, I did jump off a party for travelers in Mombasa. I finished like this. All of them were like, yo, for the last 5 years, we've never, and they mentioned the people who did for, I'm like, nani did last year? Oh, wow. I'm like, okay, that's something. We are booking you for next year now. But now you can quote what you want.
please let us know how what do you want. Mm. Bro, the following year, which is last year,
mm.
bro, they gave me 1 week.
Mm.
So a few days before and a few days after, me and all my kids, Wakanambia, okay. we'll give you 3 rooms. It was 3 or 4.
Mm.
4 rooms because I had my manager, I had my PR, I had my baby bro, I had all my kids.
Mm.
And I think I had one more person.
Mm.
Yeah, Wakanambia, we'll give you what you want. Dorash. And how much do you want?
Mm. Mm.
We'll give you, come, do the same. Bro, natena tukaiwakisha tena.
Mm.
Alafu, that previous year I did the pre-Christmas party for Sarova White Sands.
Mm.
Oto nikamata wakanambia, yo. We've and I'm like, kwani who has been emceeing here? Then napatiwa jina ukola, eh, na venye mimi na kwani me. But because the people have done the same thing, then me, I'm a firm believer of always learning, improving, mm. and accepting change.
Yes.
The way I do it this year is not the same way I'll do it next year.
Mm.
And then above all, everything, bro, me ufanya, me have fun, me ujibamba. Me kwa zile, hata nikimaliza kwa MC na wewe ujibamba. That's your problem, bro.
Mm.
I've had fun and I'm getting paid for it. So you better have fun. So many kinga tu stage tu peke yake tu ushajua, ah, umse amekamkujibamba. And I've always learned from most people around me in the industry. I've learned from a lot of people. And oh, I've also learned a lot from Larry Asego. There's a time Jalas and Larry Asego used to MC together. Bro, Larry Asego ni stima. Womsa rongea maka French.
Yes, najua alikuwa gamtua Alliance.
The only French MC, Alliance Francaise. Alliance Francaise.
Yeah.
Uyo na brother yake Lavi na Sego. I think they're the only ones who can speak French as MCs. But Larry and Jalas, there's a time I used to watch them, bro, akiingia kwa stage.
Mm.
Two of them. Oh, just a dynamic duo, bro.
Mm.
Bro, those guys were steamer. And I also learned the way they get in, the movement, ku balance program, because kuna MC ataingia, achekeshe watu! Alafu sasa na run program. Mm.
Mm.
Ajui ku balance, unachukua ugali, skuma, na kanyama, unasonga. Kuna mtu ugali, skuma, then abaki na nyama pieces tatu. Mm. Then kuna mtu ugali, nyama, then abaki na skuma.
Mm.
So there's always a way to balance every event, nini. And then also to know what to address, what not to address. Mm. The same way I've made some jokes in some setups, then later I realized, hey, that was a very wrong joke.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
For this particular audience. And then also I've realized that also in every event you do, there's just that person who just does not like you.
Yeah, you're not sure. That's then the reality just, of life.
Yeah. Utatoka huku umefanya job, watu kali, good job. Then kuna tu kumama tu fulani. Kana kwambia, Obina, that was a very insensitive joke, eh? That was a very insensitive joke. It's a weak joke. The one you are saying ati you love women who occupy space and have weight. That you are saying you like pum pum girls. Do you know that's body shaming? I'm just looking around like, bitch, go to the gym. But you can't tell her clearly. I'm so sorry. Next time I'll do better. But in mind, I'm like, next time do better, go to the gym. Yeah, if the shoe fits, you know. And I'm like, I'm a comedian. It was a joke. You know, but if it hurt you that much, so you'll crack jokes when I say, Abina, you know, that joke was you're sexualizing women.
Yeah. Get the stick out of your ass.
I'm like, bro, it's not that serious. It's a joke. So kitambo, they used to affect zile, hey, maze. So you'll not remember every other thing that you're told. But nowadays, bro, me squeeze niko God mode. I'll come utakuna, you know, bro. You didn't like what I did? Good. Good stuff. Then I walk away. I don't give you the space to bring the bullshit. Yeah. Because right now I can. Back then, bro, when I started emceeing weddings, bro, na ngeviko wedding, unambi, ay, changamuka. Changamuka, bro. Changamusha watu. Yoni committee, na committee ya kulipa. Ni bwana na bibi, changamusha watu, watu wameboeka. Bro, unadansisha watu, unaimba, unapiga comedy jokes imeisha. Bwana na bibi wanatoka church. Sasa wanataka kuenda photoshoot. Bro, by the time wanakuja bwana umechachisha watu, umedance, umesweat, umefanya nini, sasa bwana na bibi harusi ndio sasa wanaingia. Sasa tena anza kuachekesha sasa.
Muende.
Waingize sasa na style. Kuja hapo sasa. Mumemaliza sasa, wamekaa chini, makeki zimekatwa nini, watu wamekula, tena unaenda kukula. No, bwana unakula aje? Wewe ndio MC.
acha kukula bwana nini, you can just eat. Then ukishamaliza sasa, unajua pesa yako sasa, unajua sulioni ile tetli ilianguka, unaona stima ilipotea, so we had to get a backup generator nini. Bro, hizo tumezipiga mpaka siku hizi. Bro, me, if you book me for a wedding, who has booked me for the wedding? As the bride and groom. I'm here for the bride and groom. That bride will never forget that day. And that groom will never forget that day.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll do the job for you. I'll entertain you. But munatoka, munenda photo shoot. DJ, band.
Cheza ngoma.
Yeah. These people didn't pay me. Me, I was paid by the bride and groom. And when they come, when I'm making everybody laugh and have a good time, all of you guys, you'll have a good time by default. But remember, you didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
They paid for it. And atimutiata kwa, sikuizi kuna protocol. Kitambo bro, nilikuwa event, unapata instruction from 5 different people. Mama ya bride anataka nini, sijui nani kwa komitia amekasirika na nani, sijui fukuza nani kwa kiti gani, sijui announce watu wakule, sijui nani atoke kwa line ya chakula, sijui watu wa Nairobi, sijui wafanye news. Hey! Nowadays, even my management, by the time they're booking me and we talk, they always know. Every event, I always have either my manager and my PA. So kama ni money problem situation, my manager
CPA.
No. unatuma pia maji. Hawezi tuma manager maji.
Okay.
Pia anaweza kupiga picha ama kurekodia video ya kupost kwa social media, manager hiyo si kazi yake.
Okay. We're learning, man.
Manager is a money guy. Yes, he needs to make sure the brand is respected and treated well. Wataka kunegotiate ana negotiate ana nika contracts ana follow up ana tuma invoice nini. Unajua kupigia client, niaje bani ile pesa yangu nakaa disparate. But manager, niaje, you know the brand worked for you 10 years ago, man. Send the money. No, we're going to sue you. You know ni manager yako sio wewe. But PA niaje, nipige picha, iko sawa, fanya hivi, leta maji, niletele microphone nyingine nini. So that happens.
Okay.
So in every event, if you want me to change anything in the program, tell my PA, he'll find a way to tell me.
Okay, damn.
Because as an act, as a comedian, unakwangu uko hapa, then those two people, I'm right in front of people, you can't see. Okay, you couldn't wait. Kuniambia KDJ ime double pack. You couldn't wait. You had to spoil the joke right in the middle of the joke. So me always tell people, the minute I start talking, don't come to me. And the client knows. Just tell my PA anything. Whatever you tell him, my PA always finds
an ideal moment
and a better way to tell me.
Okay.
Because you made him announce, guys, you know now we are about to go and about to go and eat. So for the lawyers who are here, we have 2 serving points. The food that is here is the same food that is here. Mujapata hiyo? Mwapita?
Yeah.
Okay, mwapita. It's fine. It's okay. Okay, let me water it down. So most weddings, okay, that I do now, there are 2 serving points. So kusikuwe na queue long. So watu wana savuku, wengine wana savuku. But some people always assume food ikoku, ntafauti na food ikoku.
Okay.
But it's the same food. It's just 2 serving points. Kumeka hii side, unasavie side.
Chakula ni chakula.
Yeah, you guys are now here.
Okay, we're here.
Welcome. Yes. Karibuni.
Asante. Kwa umebonga sana juu ya jealous. Na mfanya lazima ni kuulize swali moja. Kuna time ulibonga juu ya relationship yako na nani kwaje na Churchill, for example, because kuna time umepatiana story,
yeah,
ile the same thing tulifanya, you cross pollination.
Oh yes
na iko happen na
yeye. So yeah, no, with Churchill we are okay. Actually hata kwa matanga ya Fred we are very okay. He's actually the one who came when I was about to go to stage juzi kwa nini ya Fred. Churchill alikuja akaniambia, yo, Vera kwa hapa unatakupana na stage. I was like, man, okay, nigga,
okay.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So we are cool. So what I said that time was just that I interviewed him. No, he interviewed me for my story. And I told him, for me to come for my story, I also want to interview you for Kula Kula Show. Let's share your inspirational story, because not many, many people have interviewed you, so that people can know. And then most people are now gopanga, oh, ndakuja interview tuanliza maswali na wamea. No. You'll tell me what not to ask you.
Yeah.
Me, I don't like putting any of my guests in any awkward situation.
Yeah.
By the way, most of my guests on my show, me kwa ni mshawa brief, I'll ask you about A, B, C, D. Most of them. Okay, apart from the politician ones. We're stepping on necks.
Yeah.
So, how dare he ask that? Yeah, she knew. I told them. We spoke before that, okay? So, we agreed. So, I told him, let's share his story. Akasema sawa. So, the same day we shot at Eka Hotel, shot my story, I shared my story, and then we shot Kula Kula with him.
the same. And then now the footage happened the way it happened. I got frustrated with the guy. It's called Fuel Concepts. In the other interview, I couldn't remember. Fuel Concepts, where Shitani pia kurambe uso. The guy frustrated me. And then later, he told me, oh, I've been told this and this and this. And I was like, okay, don't post my shit.
So, ni swali gani uliuliza that you felt maybe made him not want it aired?
No, no, no. There's nothing really that I asked badly.
Oh, that was sensitive.
Okay. No, no, no. There's nothing that was sensitive. I think maybe, I always think this way. What happened was, these are my general knowledge questions. There are some celebrities, when you ask them, they don't get them right. They don't want you to air because they don't want people to think they're dumb.
Okay.
But I'm like, those questions are not for being dumb or smart. They're fun questions.
Okay.
You know, like, vitukama, where are the pyramids? You're like, hey, zinakwanga Morocco, zinakwanga Egypt, zinakwanga. It's a fun thing. But some people are very, bwana watu na mimi nimejenga bwana, mimi sitaki bwana unaniuliza maswali zingine hapo, niulize maswali rahisi. But I have some people like, wewe uliza bwana, wewe niulize.
Yeah.
I do three types of soil. Hey. Hey, soil. Hey, tuko na simiti. Tunacheka. And that's the fun.
Yeah, that's the fun.
It's the fun of it. But now, so I thought maybe that was the reason.
Okay.
But also, you know, human beings, you never know their reason. Okay. Maybe they had other reasons that they didn't. And I was just like, okay. Yeah, so that's why it didn't happen. Then me, I was like, don't post mine. But mine was posted. Then I was very angry. Then the following morning, you know, Sifika Mapema.
Yeah.
When he came, I left Kiss. I was boiling. Bro, we agreed, man. And he called someone. Like, yo, why did you post this? Bring it down. And then the guy wrote down and told me, I'm so sorry. And story kaishi yanga hapo. So you've never had like a beef or anything. But I was just angry. Like, yo, we agreed. You promised. And then he told me, no, I want us to do it again next time when I'm chill. By the pool side. I'm like, but there's a pool here. And you're chill. Yeah, so. But we don't have any beef.
Okay, Buddha. But and then like we inspire, say, Buddha, you're doing big things. I think your key to pia vilome sema juya jalas, it's when I've realized. Like, I used to look at jalas and I was amazed. The fact that he'd go to radio Monday to Friday and then alikuwa na duzile like jalas.
Bonga na jalas, it was every day.
Like, it shows you how. Like, it's a lot of hard work. Yeah. Cheki. Na afu pia inaka will get your energy.
Hey, umse wanajituma, man. That guy, he gave me a lot of drive. Then also another thing that gave me a lot of drive was my anger. I was so angry with a lot of people that I wanted to prove wrong. So that's why, bro, I can't fail. Even right now, bro, I can't fail. I have too many people to prove wrong. Then I also have a lot of people to prove right, like my kids and many other people who look up to me. I take care of a lot of people directly. Only come kwa setu mwana ni wako ngapi wako pale. Sikutu ya shoot. Na shoot day we have maybe past 10 people on the set and they're all waiting for money and whatever. They employ, they're doing different things. And by extension, directly, the people I pay directly is about 50 people.
Okay.
Then now, by extended, unajua ukinikulipa oneza lipa mse fulani, nini, watuka so, inenda hivo, then kuna wale I'm taking care of, kuna kids are adopted, kuna orphanage, kuna nini. So you look at all these people, just like, okay. So I can't fail, because if I do, bro, all of these people are fucked up. You see? And also I can't fail, because if I fail, every other person who wants me to fail will be like, yay! Finally! You see? So I'll do the right thing, the right way, for the right intention. And I will have fun when doing it.
Okay.
Provided it's fun, it's going to be inspirational, it's going to be motivational, I will do it. Learn from me. You bring your BS and I notice, focus. Focus. Because I'm not losing direction because of your nonsense.
Yeah.
You bring whatever and akusoma ni seme, umse kidogo, then the only problem I have is I give people too many chances. And someone fucks me up, then they come, apologize, and I'm like, oh, it's fine. Then they come, then they do the same thing. Then you give them the third chance because I'm a product of chances. If you see how I came to Nairobi, if you see how my first baby mama Bluetooth take me to the place, I see kunipeleka majengo, Sami kunichukua kwake, mi kupata office messenger job, mi kuingia QFM, mi kukua Fired Nation, mi kuingia Kiss, mi kufanya nini. I've just been a guy of chances. I've just been given chances with people and God has always just constantly. Bro, mi ufika mwisho mpaka nasema sasa hapa natoka aje. Kama venye nikikuwa fired your office messenger job, nikuwa zile za man. Nikenu shago. Nikakaa nika-strategize, nikarudi tena. National Theatre ni nini, unaenda, unakuwa fired, unarudi tena. Show inaisha, unarudi tena. Like me, I've always been, the places I'm fired, the places I'm rejected, I always say from my dad, akinifukuza home anasema kama kuni murder. Mimi nikasema ah, mimi naenda Nairobi man. Your time nilikuwa nikasema I will succeed so I can prove this man wrong. But later I got a soft heart. I'm like, okay, I've already done it. I have this car. Let me just give him the car. Let me build a house for him. Let me take care of him ni nini. So I've forgiven you, but I'm not forgotten.
Yeah.
But I've always been a product of chances. So I always give people too many chances. And sometimes it's not good because people take advantage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Obina atakusamea tu.
Mm-hmm.
Obina atakwanga. Obina, yeah. That's so, why sometimes I see people talk shit about me. Mouths that are fed, bro.
Mm.
And you look at the person and then mse badaya anakwambia ah maze iza maze nilikuwa nasema tu nini ama sometimes when I'm being insulted ama disrespected and then you see another person you're like bro why can't you defend me you know me bro you know me I'm not why
yeah,
can't
yeah,
you
yeah.
You know me just say hey guys no hapo Obina kwangi hivyo but now what I learned is when you're being beaten people don't want to associate with you lest they're also beaten with you
okay yeah
yes. But when you're winning people want to be associated with you because success is attractive
yeah
and they want to identify with maybe anajua Obina maze maybe anajua Obina maze but leo hata niko na scandal gani mwafa anasema iko nene Obina maze petero kiesu that's Bob
Buddha last time ulibonga
he was juicy. He came to Nairobi about 2-3 weeks ago. Then he was at my place.
Okay.
He came to my place. We are talking, but we are not buddy.
Okay. But how is he with the grandkids?
No, he's okay. What happens with me is this. I don't transfer my beef. So even with my cousins, so when you grow up in the Luo society, you always find there's beef amongst relatives. I don't do that bullshit. Atu unajua sisi atuongeangi na watu wewe ni wewe. I will talk to them because this is me and them. Even my cousins, unajua my cousins wako unajua familia. So most of my cousins that I've dealt with have fucked me up individually.
Yeah.
And the ones I'm not talking to is because they fucked me up individually and I blocked them individually. The last one fucked me up about a week ago, bro. So this nigga, I go home. Every time I go home, this nigga always comes to the, oh, you know, my wife wants handouts. And I don't do handouts. Even my fans, you should know. Mimi, ukinikamia na handout, ningumu sana. Once in a masoja, maybe. Oh bro, omoshini aje, patia chai nini, whatever. But most people come up with an idea. Niambe bro ni aje. Hata msiaki ni DM ingi. Omoshu sort of come out the 2 days ago, there's some lady we bought for her mayai na ma sausage. Because I'll text tu. Hata you chat, I think niko nayo. Strange number, sino number. Ni aje Obina, niko na trolley, ni baye tu mayai, maze ni uze mayai, ni take care of the baby. Nikambe omoshini aje. We are just the omoshu eating. Kambia ni aje sort his story kesho. Na umosha kampigeza na kai sort saiyo. Na o mama chenya libamba na hayo, alitoka hiyo, ilikuwa I think saini usiku something. Akatoka, akaenda kubai saiyo. Kambia, mi naenda tu sai. Tuma till, nani akatuma kalipa. Unaona? Because yali kama business idea. I'm like, siyo afanye, that's good. So what my cousins do, black tax. Bro maze. So mwa nikifika home, bro home, mi utengeneza mabarabara. I don't need to. Niaje we hii barabara because watoto wanafuata hapa kenda shule tuchimbe mtaro nini tupange hapa ni nini alafu come napanga seka watano ama 10 wanafanya then unakam bro si hapo unaliponga 300 mimi nitakupiga 300 but you've earned it but I know it akusoti na hii then ndakwa nime so this nigga kept on coming all the time nampatia shughuli afanye so juzi there's a okay, how do I put this? Okay. There's a small something I'm doing somewhere. Okay. Then I took him nikaenda ushago. Juzi nilikuwa ushago. Nikamwambia niaje because I'll come same character. Oh, before I get here, let me give you the backstory. So this nigga didn't have a house. There's a time nimeenda ushago, nimepata all out nindo. Yani ushago unaenda kulala kwa mwingine. So nimeambia, kuzako, analalanga siyo abi. Mbona analala huko? Ana nyumba nini? Nikamwambia, we gotta build your house. So another cousin of mine was to fuck me up again. He's a fundi. I'm like, yo, come through. We're gonna build this nigga house. Let's buy the mabati nini. Tukamjengea nyumba matope, piga mafito nini, gable. okay, yeah. Gable standard nini, two rooms nini, weka drisha, weka mlango. So me, I'm in Nairobi, so I'm like, hey yo bro, ni aje? So fundi amemaliza, yeye amemaliza, so enda lela, lela ni market center fulani, kuna shop fulani mama alikuwa anachukua vitu, food stuffs. Enda hapo uchukua mahindi gorogoro moja, na uchukue maragwe gorogoro mbili, na sukari kilo mbili, uende utengeneze githeri, upome nyumba yako na maboys wako. The nigga had the audacity tell me, bwana mimi sio ipoma bila kuku.
Shit.
Ati mnunulie kuku, hatuwezi ipoma bila kuku. I'm like, my nigga, nimekubaya mabati, nikabai miti, mafitu, misumari, mlango, drisha, nikalipa kuzo yetu mwenye ni fundi, akakuja akakujengea kitu for like 1 week akamaliza, then akutume ndu chukue sukari na nini uende upome, then ananiambia you have the audacity to tell me I have to buy you a chicken so that upome nyumba yako. I'm like, adios amigos.
Ulundi.
I minded my business. Nini yo?
Hapo ni anapiga mtu ulundi.
So me, I'm not very big with insults.
Yeah.
Me, the worst I always say is fuck off. I'm a fuck you. Me, matuzi zingine wazi na mimi, ah fuck off. Then I'm a fuck you. Because my grandpa used to say, fuakayo! Fuakayo! Which is fuck you. World war language. You know, it was not learned. He said, fuakayo! Which is fuck you. Yeah. So, I mind my business. Nikamlenga. The guy chilled, bwana mpaka nyumba ikaanguka. Si unajua fito hizo nini na kwanga kuni zinachoma na jua mvua inanyeshia because hajapoma baada analala tu nindo alafu mabie ya ants termites zikaanza kukula nini
mpaka
nyumba ikaanguka. Yeah, mpaka nyumba yenye saya na live in saya to build another one later him aka small one. Just, this nigga stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
But he's relative. You know, and it's one of them. So later, see, he may continue. So I forgave him again. So he'd come and give him the hizo matendas. Oh, compound yangu nipalizi flowers. Ni nikitoka pia metoka. Mama nanambia, hey, yo kazini yako ulitoka na ulishampea pesa pia mehepa. Next time, mpatie after. Nini, uwe tengeza fengs. Wataki, nini, just wants free money. So use that place I got. I put some livestock there, nini, nini. So when I went home, I was like, yo, come and take care of this farm. So I nikapanga, akatumiwa transport nini nini, akakuja na Easy Coach. Bro, Easy Coach is expensive.
Yeah.
Akupanda sampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Akachukulia na Easy Coach, akakampaka Nairobi, akachukulia Nairobi, akapelekwa mpaka kwa farm nini nini, whatever. Nigga gets there. First nigga
muliza. Budoko na farm Nairobi, anasikia
nini? No, si Nairobi, ni outskirt, ni outskirt.
Still, okay.
Yeah, it's a small something. So, nigga's over there. So, before he came, I told him, so I told Omosh, so ask him before he leaves, he tells us what he needs for him aache bibi yake na umtoi wake vizuri before I come. Asitoke tu hivyo aache na kakitu. Sasa kaongea na Omosh, nikatumia Omosh do, Omosh akamtumia do na kuachia wife. Then pia kwa hizi coach si amelipiwa na akapigwa thaumbexe ya kudishi kwa road akikaa. Sijui ni kuzo. Na kafika kwa yadi. Kufika huko kwenda kumcheki nikaona kuna nguo nyingine uvaa nyingine hapo inakaa avocado ishivi. Ona ona na feel kupiu kina kwanga na amependa kuivaa na makladi mpatia ngo mavangi sija na safe for what kama Moshi ni aje chukua makladi zako zile zenye uvangi upatie Umorio because mimi nakupea zingine so instead of unajua sneaker kama hii nikipea Moshi itakuwa more value kuliko msema yeye kutoka Ushago yana na standard color Sahara boots ama something so I'd rather nipea Moshi then Moshi ampatie that one. So Moshi akachukua na pia I gave him some of mine kama hata hii sijavaa for a while ni nini 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 hizi mpigia luku akapelekewa nini remember chapati ya do ya wife amekam nini ameseti nikaanza kumundia saa keja iko hapo kwa site kita fundi tukajengea makuku nini vizuri ikakaa tukaanza kujenga hii keja yake sasa nataka kuweka mlango nyingine and everything. So nataka nilete wife yake na mtoi.
Okay.
Na pia nataka nisomeshe mtoi wake because any public school this side it would be expensive kuliko wife ako huko ako hapa but I not told him that idea because you don't tell you let people first earn it. So ilikuwa kai 1 month then the second month this second month kisha nilikuwa naenda kuleta wife yake na mtoi basi kwa nimempanga. Haya, so there's another lady who was also taking care of
the space pia.
The space. So alikuwa anafocus sana makuku yeye anafocus on the livestock. Okay. Aya, na compound, ma flower nini, ma tree nini, nini, nini. So, all the time niki pull up, because me I pull up all of a sudden in the weekend. Bro, napata vitu hazijafanywa. Then niki pull up ndio kuku zinaanza kufidiwa. So, maka the last time I was there, nikamwambia, how come when ikikam ndo mnaanza kufidizi makuku kwani hati hapa na zinakula rakaraka nini kaangalia like okay but hizi miti so I had planted like a bunch of trees na nikam show drew that the drip irrigation unachukua chupa unaweka maji unafungua unadunga kwa mguu ya nini mguu ya plant so you don't have to water that plant every day but sio maji itakuwa inanyonywa tu ikisha you refill the bottle again unadungilia okay so nikola hizi vitu nilikwambia ufanye hivi so I started doing them again with my kids we're doing them because we're going to have over the weekend with the kids tunaeka ni nini kuna tree ilikatika juu ya mvua imehang hivi hiyo kitu imekama kimekauka I'm like nigga you don't see you need to chop off this thing kuna mtu ambao hizi manyumba za kuzi tengeneza kama na power saw hizi kukata nini hizo ma sawdust hizo zote place ilikatwa bro the thing is still I'm like my nigga it's 2 weeks later my G so I'm looking around I'm just so frustrated I'm like then what have you been doing then he's just complaining the other lady says he keeps on sulking sijui kuna siku aliambiwa aenda chunge the look after the cattle akanuna because so when I paid him his first salary okay nilimlipa because I'll come katikati ya month hata month yake imesha but I paid him full
yeah
and it was not bad money he went and bought a smartphone
okay
hata kutumia bibi yake do so bibi yake tena anambia mamangu niaje tena I have to send some money on the side
oh so ile ndo ya kwanza kuachaga
No ile aliwacha but si nilimlipa salary ile hata siku hesabu nimlipa salary so the guy has bought a smartphone so all he does is listen to music with a smartphone and do things on the phone this is a guy who didn't even have a katululu and everything okay
yeah
so this nanny is like oh there's a time I told him to what then he salka kanuna akacha kudishi whatever and I'm like telling the lady if he dishes or not it's not your business he's a grown ass man
yeah
don't force him it's okay then this nigga had the audacity to tell the wife that we are starving him he has not eaten for 4 days bro
useni patie ian like kwa kijaka tunasema hata grama lich
ndio hiyo
okay le magike
kuna chiemo ani ndo ngeji ndalangwe
taka kufa mo
yeah and remember bro every sunday the other lady goes to the soko with the breakdown of what they're going to eat and they're just two of them bro really
alafu
and I even told the lady niaje enu mnulio omena gorogoro because I love omena and I know he loves omena mnulio omena gorogoro nunua nini weka hapo
sembe ni ya kusiaga
ushago place ametoka they have one meal a day bro nimemweka kwa 3 meals breakfast anakunywa chai ya maziwa
na mkate
na escort leo ni mkate mandazi nini kuna lunch kuna chai ya saa 10 na kuna supper all you have to do is look after this livestock then come back in the evening and then look at the compound and nikamwambia when you wake up in the morning remove the goats nini ziweke nje then clean their den so apparently he says they're going to clean it once a week why are you cleaning the goats den once a week and the cows nini the cow shed aya si umesha store umeziweka nje go have breakfast nini ukishamaliza breakfast toka nazo zipeleke huko chini chill nazo kidogo mpaka kitu saa 5 saa 6 come back home shower change nini have lunch and then look at what you can do in the compound kidogo nini kuna ka mti na faudo yo nini because there's no like a shamba na lima at the moment okay after that go back huko chini check mangombe jioni zipatie maji nini then come back with them only that bro nigga ameanza kuongea shit anaongea shit I'm just bro this is your second month nimekulipa before 10 month ishe but you're talking about all this shit nasikia anaenda huko anaambia wife anaenda kukumbilia kwa oh nasikia bwana anateswa mama is like eh kwani what are you doing to your brother I'm like why would I do that to him something of this nigga I'm like huh okay so I don't know much niaje I just tell him to leave the job no you have to pay me so in the end month first of all you started middle of the month nimekulipa end month full salary I've just given you clothes shoes nini your wife is sorted and everything your wife is helping my mom on a few things mom is paying her of which I'm giving mom the money so I'm still paying okay but I don't mind with your family in month imeanza hata hajafika tarehe 7 you've already done all this bs and everything then I'm like okay so just leave just watch out they're like you have to pay me my salary I'm right I'm like okay so which salary so if we have to calculate 10 month definitely bado ni month yako hajafika because ulianza katikati so 15th ndio ni month yako uvuji nishakulipa so ikifika then secondly you still owe me money because I already gave you up advance ile time ulikuwa na come that I've not even recouped yet and also juzi before end month alisema tena wife atumie do fulani akatumiwa I've given you all the clothes and everything I'm support like nigga how why are you not appreciative then I've planned bigger things for you I've just not told you but all you have just have to do is just be disciplined just do the fucking job bro but you're not doing it so now I'm like So clearly now you'll go home and just say, oh, you nini 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 nini. But I don't give a shit. Because okay, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Mm. And then akaanza ku threaten the other lady at the farm ati, oh, ndapigia babangu. So that your father can do what? So that your father okay. Do you think I'm scared? Because if we are to look at doing the right thing, I've done the right thing by you.
Yes.
But now you're taking advantage. You're not even doing the job that I want you to do. That is why sometimes, bro, ku employ families.
Yeah, I know.
My first cousin, uyo mgine, see, I was building my house. See, I built from my parents, I'm building mine. Akanambia aje give me advance, nini, nini, the whole money. Me, I'll just come and work. I have some emergency, nini, kampiga pake. Pap! Mbaka kununua masimiti, nini. Bro, bailed. Kena kuchimba gold. Sema, wana nyumba imesimama, unajia after hour, nikuwe, simulitume picha nyumba.
Alena migo hei.
Wana nani atujamuona hapa, buwana. Odhi kunyo gold. What you mean? So later, at a juicy, there's a video I've posted on my kid's channel, Tukio Shago. Where I met him, so nimeona na toiso na chini ya mapera nini, kwa hiyo barabara nilikuwa nimekaa wengine watengeneze na chini ya mapera ni nini, then akatokelezea. Then nikamwambia toi, oh, huyo ule kazini yangu nilikuwa naambia mwenye aliendanga na pesa yangu ya sasa, do they know? Mimi ndio watu wao alifanya hivi na hivi. Then the brother, see, I've gone to Shago, I've told, hey, the brother is in Mukuru kwa Njenga. My cousin is in Mukuru kwa Njenga. Let me look for him, give me the number nini, so I look for the guy nini, pulls up the guy to my place, stays in my place for about a month. You know, I'm trying to spruce him up. Nini kambi, I not talk about kwa nini. Let me try and kidogo. This is a brother of the site guy. Nikampeleka driving school. Nikambi, I want you to learn gari na pikipiki. Then I bought a motorbike. Okay, that time nilikuwa nimechukua na Ensoko. Ensoko was nini for Nation Media Group. I was at Nation Sako. So Nation Sako had Ensoko deals. So I remember I took that one and a PS game that they never gave me. And the motorbike, it was CGM. Tumechukua bike nini. So nikachukua nikampatia, nikambia bro, chukua hii bike eh. Then nikatoka. So si alika kwangu for about a month. Hivi pole pole nini, nikim groom, nikambia chill kwanza, let's figure out what you're gonna do. Go to this school, amaliza. Nikaingia data mwana Shipangani. Nikampeleka hapo area ya si Mlango per se, but even Pangani, if you're going towards Mlango, before ufike Mlango, nini hapo nikamchukua nyumba ya simiti, one room. These are a little bit bigger, a bit smaller. Nikambaya mattress, nikampatia bedding, I had too many duvets, nikampatia manguo. Kuna ile jacket nilikuanga nayo, niki office messenger, I kept it all along. It was big, it was expensive, then it was so nice. Then kwa time nilipata accident na motorbike, ilinisaidia, it covered me sana. So nilikuwa nimeicherish, nikampatia jacket, it was huge. Nikampatia manguo nini, nikampatia gas. Nilikuwa na shop ya gas, na nilikuwa na butchery, na nilikuwa na hoteli. Nikana kwa shop yangu, nikachukua gas cylinder, full complete. Nikampatia, nikambia saa hii ndo nini, that time I was staying with my baby mama. Nikampatia masufuria, ma plates nini, nikampatia maunga nini, nikambia saa anza. Na kawaida mimi huambia mse, nunua omena gorogoro, nunua mafuta kupika, nunua sabuni, nunua nini, alafu kitungue ka standby. So hata kama una nyanya, kitungu na omena na unga, unasonga nayo. So anza kujestablish. Then nikambia hii pikipiki for the next 1 month, don't give me anything. Endesha endesha ujue nini, hiyo pesa utatengeneza ni yako, tumia mam nini, nyumbani ni nini, mamako. Kwa sawa. 1 month imeisha, nikambia haya sasa tuanze. So utakuwa unanipa donga ngapi? Utakuwa unakupatia 300. I'm like, nigga, this is a new motorbike. What do you mean? Unapata 300 per day. By the way, even wenye upeana. Ukipea mtu motorbike anakupea 300. And me, I'm thinking, hakuna stage ya motorbike ni mea pana Nairobi ni less than so mbili.
Yeah.
So in short, umebeba mtu moja na nusu. You get? The whole day.
Yeah.
Kwani how lazy are you? Kanza. Bro, atumi iso tatu. Nini? Oh, ni aje kumendaje maze? Oh, you know. Then the guy is always in problems. Mara nienda kumtoa ako Parklands police station. Mara sijui Pangani police station. Sijui mara nini mefanyika. Then kuna rama kamna simu. Unajua hizi simu kubwa kwa zina kwanga ntochi. Na kanga wokitoki.
Yeah.
Ni radio, ni tochi, ni power whatever. Bang. Iyo, GTC. Iko na jina building. Iyo, haka kamnao kwa keja. Hey, umebai simu mpya. Yapana nimeokota. Nigga. When was the last time uliokota 20 bob Nairobi? Ukota simu kubwa hivyo na ni mpya.
Na simu ulizokota hiyo ni mada kiasi.
Na jitide.
Hata saizi, saizi ukiokota simu mpya,
mtaichukua. Mada kiasi, wachana nayo bro, utangukiwa ngorinoma. So, oh, nimeokota ni nini? Then nikaanza kukua kidogo. During that time, my big bro also alikuwa amerudi kwa keja. A lot of things also happen in his life, also story for another day. So this time pia amekam kwa kejangu, so nimemrentishia space. Inje na my baby bro, pia na stay kwangu nimemrentishia space pia.
Yeah.
Mamia nyimu naweza stay hapa, but mnakam kukudishi side, mnalala hiyo side ingine.
Yeah.
So nikachoka nikamwambia, ah! Kambia bro, kuliko kuniomanga doza data nini, chukua pikipiki ni yako, ngangana na weo kuzoni kazini wako. Huo mzee alikuwa na kumgoja kwa stage. Wapi pesa leo nini wanavutana. Umse anaenda anaribu motorbike anaenda kwa mekaniki wangu anatengeneza bila anasema patia au bill. Mimi narudi anaambia by the way uko na bill yangu bill ya nini sinitengeneza pikipiki imefanya nini? Oh sijui nini. Bro pikipiki ili beat within 5 months. Ikakaa mzee and it was a new motorbike. And I think I got it for 90,000. I was still paying bado nilikuwa nilipea pole pole. Bro I was so angry, then the guy came. Alileta pikipiki akitayo. Yaani anaisukuma. Imeisha mpaka anaitayo. Akakuja hapo kwa basement parking, msaka buago. Eh. Akaepa bwana kena nyumbani kuoa bwana na kuweka nyumba yake mabati. Mimi niko leo, eh bwana nani alikuja bwana akaoa bwana na ameweka nyumba yake mabati. Nini ameoa bibi yako na I'm like my nigga, really? You do me this dirty?
Well, I'll gonna save you time yote.
Ni kama yeah but it most of the people also another thing that I've also noticed 99% of the people who have done me dirty there's a way God just does for them. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not even happy about it because me whether you succeed or don't I don't really care. I care about me and my family.
Yeah.
The people external I don't bother with your life. You move on. But somehow they always come back to me to apologize on their knees crying. Oh, I'm so sorry. I could have known better. This and this. Most people who have wronged me, either professionally or just in family or just in life, even relationships. Okay? So, hey, alienda, tena life happened. Akakam kwa apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. You what?
Ne shaitan.
Eh, maze. Eh, ni shaitani too. And then now what happens with most of our families? Their parents now are the ones who normally come to apologize on their behalf. But I don't get my word. It's just your brother. I know what do you understand? What do you mean understand?
Yeah.
I gave you a golden chance. you fucked it up. Not once, not twice. And now they always just come back. Now like him, the brother, the other one, and many others that I've not mentioned. They just keep on coming back and coming back and coming back. Mgine bwana nimempatia, nimepata ako home. He came from the father, my cousin, in Kericho. Amekuja home, nimesikia ati anachungia sijui nani ngombe kwa boma gani. So when I came, alafu analala kwetu. Nikamwambia bro, instead of kuchunga ngombe huko, unalipwa dong ngapi? Ati 3,000 a month. I'm like, my G, I'll give you 10 G's. And what I want you to do, wacha kwenda huko. Stay up at home. Utakona ni fiekia boma, nini, unaangalia what's happening. That's it.
And you can do then, your other stuff.
Yes.
Free time.
I'm building your house. So every month I'll be sending you this money but I'll be sending you 4 mabatis every month. So nakuwa natumana maseno unaenda kuchukua mabati 4 unakam nayo na hii pesa nyingine ni yako. Okay, do whatever you want to do because alikuwa analala kwa nyumba ya bro wangu mbigi. Okay? So unachunga tu boma, this is what you do. Then I'll ndakubaya 4 mabatis and then after like 2 months or 3 months we'll build for you the house uko because if our grandmother passes on, hautapatiwa a piece of land because there's a lot of drama that's happening that also I'll not get into now. But now this nigga stayed the first month and then nika pull up. Unajua me, I wake up there and say, I'm going to Kisumu. Nini pap, nini, mefika Kisumu, nimechukulia airport, mefika home. Me, I never tell my employees I'm pulling up. Because if you tell them, they'll be ready.
Yeah.
Me always pull up, I'm like, hey, boss, nikwambia, what's happening? So I pulled up 3 times. Nigga has not done anything. Are you quite at home? So unachill mpaka jioni msana narudi jioni na bwana nipe kanya bwana achero ramatin to bwana ngomo dala bungu kama bwana bro pango na bete king and all the time I would pull up they were planning to do that shit the following day every time I was planning to do the following day
niko nikiambia nani Ian na fundisha kijaka so nikiambia beti nini
beti
nipanga
slasher
abete kinta nitaikata kesho. Yeah, so the dude is always of your kitu minimalism losa na chera
na chera na machine the whole day because
kidogo
So I'm pulling up, the niggas doing the same thing. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with my people, man? I'm trying to help it for you. Like, I want to build your house. At least kagebo nini, ukwena kwako nini, utofute bibi. We'd even plan to find him a wife because he's way older than me. Na nanga nini, whatever. But kume this guy just has fun. Yo side ngine kuchunga ngombe. Kume the guy had gone back to chunga the ngombe for 3 G's. Na nigga.
Oh, maybe kuna kade in your area.
Which is fine. I don't mind. But there's money here. Then you'll take that dem with this money. Na, miss ya kwambia kaa hapa. Do you see even my house managers? This is what I told them. Even when they come, all the house managers I've had. Mi wambia ni aje? I will never sit down and tell you what to do. Come up with your own schedule. Okay? Mimi staki ati nikiingia na kuona una move, unafanya vitu. Unafanya nini? Mi neza relax. Niki watch movie. Umesha maliza shughuli yako, kaa pale, ona yo movie ukitaka. Provided tukue na respect. I'll never come and tell you, mbona uja? So nikiya nakwambia tu, najisi, ona venye pale na kamaze. What's happening? Oh, pole boss, pole, usinite boss. Why are you calling me boss? Just do what is right. Miss Penangi, oh, ni pole boss, ni. Just
understand.
Do. But sasa kama tile, we make up munafanya? No. Come up with your schedule, sema leo nafua manguo, na pia kuna washing machine. Kesho, na clean hao. Kesho kutua, izi manguo nilifua leo, ni nazi iron, nikipanga izi zingine. Because Nairobi ni kazi gani utafanya ingine. Sini kukili nyuma na nini. Then just make sure the food is right. Mi hapo kwa food, I've fired so many house managers because of food. Bro, I am a very good cook. Then I've really suffered. Bro, when I can afford it, wacha nikule food poa. Siku sita weza kwa afford, nasema, hey, kuna ka wet friend, nikuwa napiga pale Nairobi. Unaona? So, tafadhali pika poa. Then most house managers, when you hire them, unauliza, uneza pika. Hey, mineza pika. Bro, unakana mse 2-3 weeks. Ukozile, she lied on a CV. I'm like, now, you gotta go. You lied. Why did you lie? Because I've also taught you, anytime I get a new house manager, mi umfunza, how I like my food. Then mi uleta mamangu Deportivo. Mamangu anakam, anakufunza, because there's some foods, like chicken. There's a way my mom makes chicken and fish, bro. Nobody else. So mama anakam, because that's your style, mama, I can't cook like that, but I try. Mama anakam, anakuk. Then, nakwambia ukisahau kitupigia mam simu, akuexplainie. Mama anakuexplainia. Then you're still doing your shit. I'm like, come on, bro. You gotta go. Mgine chapati anapika kama algae. Amoeba. Ningumu inaka shape gani. I'm like, come on, man.
Naka seafood.
Naka sea creatures. So I'm like, hey, you gotta go, man. Yeah. So me, I'm not the type of guy that I'll not micromanage you, but just do what you need to do. You see? Because me, if I tell I'll do something, bro, I'll do it. And I'll do it willingly. Then I'll do it with all my heart. So even these, my cousins, I'm like, do this. Because I don't want them to get used to handouts. So you do it, but I'm like, akifanya hii namuvisha. Akifanya namuvisha. Do you know my PA is not even related to me? Omosh. People always think he's my brother. He's not. When I was building, he was so loyal. He used to pull up on the side and he used to give me, hey, leo, imefanyika, imefanyika. Then my mom was telling me, Omosh is a good guy. He schooled with my baby bro. In the school for my baby bro, he was like the bouncer. My baby bro was ka softy. So alikuwa kipigo Omosh, alikuwa na protect. So they were too tight. So when my baby bro came to Nairobi, akacha Omosh home, Omosh is an orphan. So he was still trying to figure out his life. And then when I was building, he was very trustworthy. My mom kept on telling me, Omosh is good. Because me, my relatives, whatever, manifaka, my cousins, nini, my family, I'm like, so like, okay, mtume bas, let us meet you. Let a chuma, let a nini, and you do it. And in the evening, he would break down for me. I was like, this nigga is something. So I saw something. Then one time, he came to Nairobi to visit my baby bro, who lives in my house. So he came, akaka, like 1 week. When he's about to go, nyumbani akanambia, bro, enye mista kurudi nyumbani. And also my manager, Dikap, also came to visit my baby bro. Na pia kakwama Nairobi kwa nyumba yangu. Like, bro, mista kurudi nyumbani. Nikambia, aya sawa. We'll figure out what to do. Of course, like me as usual, step one, driving school. Learn that skill. Ukisha learn FG, BCE, learn nini, took him to school. You want to learn what? Nikapeleka FNB. Akafanya FNB nini, akamaliza. I got him a job at Iconic. There's a club called Iconic on Mombasa Road. He did there as a barman. He started a waitress, then he became a barman. He was trusted. Akaingia sijui kwa kashia nini. When Iconic was closed down, he went to my brother's school now. Started learning fitness. He learned, mastered nini nini. Kido kidogo is around me. He's trustworthy. He's good. He knows what I like. Me, I like, be honest, then just do what you've agreed. And if you don't know, ask.
Yeah.
Just ask. Hey bro, as he miss you, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. And he's been loyal. So I've empowered him in certain ways that only he, maybe one day he will say, maybe mm-hmm. he'll not say. Mm-hmm. And people always think he's my brother. I'm with him. Atas nimekuja naye hapa.
Yeah,
I'm with him everywhere. Mm-hmm. I gave him a car. He's building, he's doing a lot. What he'll tell you on his own time. Mm-hmm. You see, but he's loyal. And he's willing to learn.
Mm.
And is learning and is improving. And the worst thing is I don't see that in my family.
Mm. Yeah.
Even my cousins, I'm just sometimes I sit down, I'm like, guys, I'm Obina.
Hey, kill him,
I can handled. Put you on in so many ways. But don't fuck me up. But the problem is I recommend them, they fuck it up. Then I'm just sitting down, I'm like, unaambiwa bwana owadumani kelo kani then you brother ko lileta hapa because ukienda kwa semoni kazi yangu brother angu maze you recommend people, you put people on, I give people jobs, they sell me. I'm like, do you know there's a time I told my dad to be my manager?
Yeah,
he didn't see the vision. I told him, yo, and even my big bro, I told my big bro be my manager, he still also didn't see the vision. Bro, do you know the amount of money my manager is making from me, off me? And I'm just like, I give these people this opportunity because my dad is a fire salesman and his English is, and it's just like a little bit grooming kidogo, temea na mimi mbili tatu ingia kwa boardroom mbili tatu ni nini. Yaka, but hii kazi yenu, leo unapata for the next 1 month haiko. Yeah, leo unapata for the next 1 month haiko, but pesa nimepata leo.
Yeah,
he made a show for the next 1 month.
Yeah.
Na pia next month neza pata for the whole month. Every day, then tell me about it, but when you're in a balance, then if I have him, because my dad also financial literacy, he's very good with managing his finances, he would help, but he didn't see. My bro also came, oh, easy pesa zenyu bwana, wana mi, ito zani kidogo bwana, 50,000, 8, I love manager, chukua 20%, aji zasa, aso kuchukua zonu, nanipika, ay,
chukua kidogo,
nile ya, wana chukua 80, mina chukua 20, aji. But I'm the talent.
Yeah.
You know. So I share this and you try to put people on and what I've learned, family. But the problem with me, still give chances. You see, like the other two brothers who fucked me up, the Mjengo man and the brother for the Nduthi. Now the last born bro, 2 days ago, I'm a letter kwenda kwa ile site, this other cousin I'm a talker, because I'm a letter kichwa, so ni kambia, toa tu huyu. And then, now let's bring this one. By the way, I need to call him after this. I've not spoken with him. Niliambia akafika nikamwambia mpige ni orientation. But I just tell him, bro, you've been begging me, because he begged me to pay school fees. He told me, oh bro, school fees nini. I paid school fees for him, but he did badly, which I was very disappointed. Because I, oh, tunena na dad nini nini. But ukinilipia tu nikae kwa shule na ulipe chakula ya shule nini 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 nini. I'll perform. Okay, so what happened is this. I called the school in my village. I didn't go to that school. I went to Eluhobe. This is Sunga. I called the principal. I'm like, hey, my name is Obina, and I come from that area. Find for me 2 students who are brilliant and their fee nini as a situation. And I'll be paying for them from over here. I don't even want them to know who I am. She's like, cool, I'll give you the feedback tomorrow. So this is what you're doing is very noble now. I'm like, cool. Tomorrow she sent me 2 names. I look at this name, I'm like, this name looks familiar. So I call the principal. I'm like, yo, this name, this lady. Yeah, she comes from this side, did you wear? But the way she's describing is not the name of towards my place. But the name of this shorty is our family name. One of like my relatives. Like you only know this in our family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the name of the father? Well, the father is like, oh shit. The father is another uncle of mine who is a drunkard who has also fucked me up like a million and one times. I'm just like, oh, okay, it's cool. She's brilliant. Yeah, she's brilliant. She's been performing well, but she has a lot of fee problems. I'm like, don't worry, I'll sort it. And then there's some gentleman, I don't know from where, I'm like, cool, I'll sort it. So I don't know how this information went round, and now this cousin of mine got wind. And then he reached out. He's like, oh, even me, I'm having, I didn't even know. Because you know, Shago, you lose touch with a couple of family people. So that's how I got wind that I'm paying school fees for the other person. And do you know the most weird part about it? Do you know there's no single day? Okay, I paid school fees for her until she finished. She tried. The father, not even once, called me and told me, thank you for paying school fees for my daughter.
God damn.
Not even once. And when she finished, the father sent me a letter, just on WhatsApp. No hi, no nothing. A WhatsApp, and told me she needs to join college. And I'm just like,
needs to.
You see? No, yeah. Thank you, no nothing. And even yeah. I normally go home, he does not even come and say hi to me and everything. And he's also messed me up before. Pia alikuwa kwa hii mjengo wangu nikijenga nyumba yangu na akanijengea vibaya yako ya kubomoa and you have to rebuild again. Na pia okay, it's another story for another day. Anyway, so this guy got the wind. And he's like, "Oh bro, even me I was performing well, ni ni ni." I'm like, "Don't worry, I didn't even know. I'll pay." But you will perform well, yes. But now what I think we do, we take you a class nyuma ndio kuja na momentum. Akasema sawa, we agreed. Me I was paying school fees, went to class back, came with the momentum, which was zero momentum. Then he didn't perform well. Then he finishes and then tells me, bro, sasa mimi, tells me, bro, sasa mimi nataka kuingia kwa comedy mazee, nataka kama wewe, nataka ni support. I'm like, nigga, I just supported you in school, you didn't perform well, now you want to be a comedian. That's a funny joke. It's just so funny.
Actually funny.
You're trying to
it's
be
very funny.
Funny.
Yeah. So nikamkula ni silence kidogo akakula kidogo then juzi vile nienda home akisikia niko home ana pull up but kwao ni a bit far pull up oh bro ni nini his handy anafieka fieka nini and I'm like nigga why are you doing this when I'm here you could be coming my mom is here you'd be doing this mom would just tell me nani wana come up hivi and of course I would appreciate you but you're trying to show me that you are handy guys ndio like I'm reading through you. So juzi when this other guy acted up nini then akaanza kupiga kifua akasema watoki hapo kwa side nini. So okay, so another thing with me, I always think of the worst case scenario of the worst thing I can do to you that I'm capable of and then I choose not to do it. And that is true power, knowing the amount of damage you can create and then you don't.
Yeah.
I thought of all the bad things. I was like, do you know one phone call, bro, hata staki pesa mingara 10 Gs. Sasa ngine hata 10 Gs face yangu tu peke yake. Bro na ngevi police station yote bro utanyanyaswa. Angechukuliwa hapo na Mariamu naenda tupo in the middle of nowhere. Aachwe tu.
Yeah, shtuko.
Now I mind to business yao because you don't know Nairobi, you don't know anywhere, you don't know Kitengela, you don't know Machakos, you don't know. Uachwe tu huko tu. Hivyo tu. And life just goes on, what will you do? And then you also die. I know you can't even find your. So I think about it, I think about these things. I think about sending now the area goons. Wale watu nikifika, wale nikifika, wanakaa mnini, wanafanya shughuli zao, wanapata kitu. Wewe ni aje simu ni mtu wao fala hapo hivyo. Wakunya wakutandike viboko zako wakutoe. So I think about it. Then I'm like, Omosh, handle it. So Omosh piga simu ni nini, boy anapangwa nini, akachukuliwa, akapelekwa kwa stage. Akawa kwa basi ya kwenda Kisumu. Then time mpanda basi hivi nini atoka hivi nika block tu nika nyamaza. Then nika try to call because I'm sure alifika hivi Kisumu ka realize yo.
Regrets.
Sina fare kwenda nyumbani from Kisumu number
oh,
one.
Oh shit. Okay.
Then number two, what have I just done? Now you're getting the awakening. But by the time anapigwa deportiva kena kwa njia, the other cousin is on the njia coming because sasa hivi na I need to give him his own chance for him to now to fuck up. So after that now I'll be like, yeah. She also gave you yours. Then now sapia ome nini. So that was the opportunity that I had for you. So songa nayo. So there's also that other side. So you give all of them chances.
Yeah.
Kama huyu, if he does a good thing, I have bigger plans for him. I'll not tell him. Maybe he'll say this interview, I don't know. But he doesn't know what plan it is. But if you ask accordingly, maybe in their family, he's the one.
Yeah.
The reason is this. Someone. I always look at my bro or my family members and myself. I always say, if my bro went somewhere and asked for opportunity and messed it up, and I came to ask and I said, I'm the brother, I might be denied the opportunity because they'll think I'm like him. And we are totally different. And if I mess up and my sis or my baby bro goes to ask and they'll think they're like me and we're totally different. So I'll not judge people based on their people. I'll judge you based on you. So if you're my uncle, we are not vibing, it's me and you. It's because there's an uncle of mine when I built for him my house, but then the nigga goes to start insulting my mother, man. Anafika bwana kwetu bwana anambia mamangu, nyakano! Miachiemo, I don't want to chiemo kai koki anya lorodi.
But it's a cool another job eh.
Kwetu.
The
house I've built. The food I've bought. I've built your house. Because when you came your people dumped you there and your wife bailed with your kids and everything. And when you came back you had nowhere to fall back to. Then I built your house because the house you had was falling. And then you're coming house home to threaten my mother and insult and even said some other more darkest things. And then you're forcing my mom, is she your wife? I'm like, my G. And then I'm just looking at you. Then the things I can do to you. Now my mom is living in fear because she can't fight with you. Then now you know the old people mentality for you can just beat people. You know back in the day men used to think they can just beat women. So you just want, so my mom is always just running around, oh alikuja oh nilimpatia chakula unaja mimi sitaki shida. I'm like, my G, do you know what I can do to you? Bro, one phone call. I can lock you up forever.
Or I can just send people to beat you up.
Mm.
Or I can come and personally beat you up. Like, there's so much that I can do and get away with,
yeah,
but I choose
yeah.
not to. But now what do I do? I don't want anything to do with you. Don't say hi to me. Don't come to our home. Now there's a gate. There's someone who's manning it. So where's Ingiapa? So you'll never have the opportunity to have free food again because you used to eat free food.
Yeah.
Me, I told mom when you cook, like me, this all was the sinyibang got food. Bro, food ikishenga kwa tumbo bwana
hiyo. Yeah, nivo, nivo.
Yeah. So when people come, cook, wakule nini. But now you get entitled. So there's many more who have done such things, even in the family setup. You're just like, yeah, you've messed up a couple of times. I don't want anything to do with you. And it's just nothing personal, but it's personal.
Okay, but I sure Steve having it a family feud, Buddha uta try you.
Yeah.
Because it's one experience. Yeah. But hey,
Buddha. He's one of the people I look up to, weirdly enough.
Yeah, he is. But Buddha, jo, shukran sana. This has been such a dope session.
Yeah. It's been a long session. I've spoken for four. I talk a lot.
That's how our podcast is.
Another to may edit.
Yeah.
There's some things I've not said.
Yeah. As soon as you're going to go around to talk to Futatana.
Yeah. This episode, then I upload in Maryland.
Yeah.
They upload that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can upload that
for 1 week. Yeah. Upload that for 1 week.
Yeah. Upload that for 1 week. But yeah. Kone, but Buddha, jo. Shukran kapsa. Episode 333. Yeah, so it had to be triple twice, whatever. It was dope,
yeah.
Triple dope. So Buddha, tumeshukuru kabisa. Of course, Obina need any introduction to kwenye. But hizo life stories wagapoa kuzishare. Especially mupenda sana kubonga na asage ya kasi saizi si vile sinema Buddha. Hata majuzi, I was talking about corporal punishment and someone was in the comments akiniambia like, story ya lazima mtoto achapwe. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You can come up with ways. Oja, kuna watu, nishaona kichapa mtoi and it's with love. Aki kuna ile... Unajua mtu anaibeba all those years. Kuna best yangu alikuwa anasema hivyo ti nini alikuwa anachapwa na budaki alafu mother ndio hype man. Niko nyondiel. Yaani ni nyondliach. Nyondliach.
Ni hype man.
Yeah.
Mama kama choka na wewe.
Yeah. So inakuwa hivyo but you stay with it. It stays with you for long kabisa. So you don't fight to do. But episode imekuwa ni 333 kama kawaida vile sasa maga like subscribe hit the notification button tell a friend kiwalizia 333 tukisema ekonene.